Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, the Bible says, be instant in season and out of season, or another way to translate it, be on duty at all times. Here's a time where the Lord prompted me, but I couldn't believe this would be a place to share. I went into the restroom, and I don't want to be too graphic, but, you know, I sat down, and I'm in the stall. We'll leave it at that. And, you know, when girls go to the restroom, it's not unusual for a girl to say, I'm going to the restroom. Anyone want to go with me? And five girls will go in the restroom together. Guys, we don't do that. We try not to talk to each other when we're in the restroom. It's just different, right? So I'm there, and next to me, in the stall next to me, I hear a guy clear his throat. So, okay, whatever. I'm not going to talk to him. And then I hear him actually say, hi. I'm thinking, hi, why is he talking to me? I said, in the most dismissive way I could, hi. Like, I don't want to talk to you. And then he says, are you supposed to meet me here? And I'm thinking, oh, my, what is this? This meet him here. What is he talking about? I said, no. And he said, oh, I thought you had something for me. And now I'm curious. I said, well, what is it you're looking for? And then the thought occurred to me, I should share the gospel with them. And I thought, no way, not in a restroom. There's no way I would talk to this guy here. And he says, well, I was going to buy some drugs. And I said, ah. Then I said, you know, I have something better for you than drugs. Now he's interested. He says, what? And I said, well, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I thought, you can't do that in a bathroom, Greg. This is nuts. But, you know, we're already rolling now. And here's what's funny. After I say that, the guy says to me, I already tried that. And I said, you tried a relationship with Christ? Yes, he said. I said, well, did you have a church you went to? He said, yes, I did. I said, where did you go to church? And he said, Harvest Christian Fellowship. Well, that's a church I pastor. He doesn't know who I am. I said, do you know who I am? He said, no. I said, I'm Greg Laurie, the pastor at Harvest Christian Fellowship. So I was like, this poor guy. I laughed and I said, buddy, God must really love you to send your pastor to you when you're trying to make a drug buy.
Amen.
I think you need to get right with God. So I shared with him, and I didn't want to go any further. I said, look, I'll meet you outside. So I went and waited by the sock department. This was a department store. He came walking out. He was easy to spot. He was the guilty-looking guy. And I prayed with him right there, and he recommitted his life to Christ.
Unbelievable.
So God can use you anywhere.
Yes.
You know, that's my point. You never think of a thing like that. You think, I'm going to go witnessing now. That's good, by the way. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, instead of just going witnessing, how about remembering this? You are to be a witness whenever the Spirit prompts you to be one. So be available.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.